Okay, let's learn. Kulna Blagamara, we'll learn in Zchus of Michal Chaim Ben Rachel. Yes. Let's learn. We're up to Kufayin Dalin, about four lines in the bottom. Omar Avunah, because right in the Gemara to the next page. Omar Avunah said, neither am
I. Anybody in Shas called Moshe mentioned?
Riz. For Amoraim, like we had in Shabbos, Moshe Shapik Amrit, and Rashi says that every Amoraim is called Moshe.
Yeah, but that's not his name.
Yeah, but who said Moshe? Ravashi says it. Moshe Shapik Amrit.
Yeah, but
that was just a Nikon. Yeah. Moshe. We had Moshe Baratzi. Who was he? He was a stingy guy.
That's what I'm saying. That's the other one you see. Somebody that time.
Yeah, true. And Atze means tight-fisted. Yeah, yeah. A person is lying in bed and he's dying. He said, I'm donating all my properties to Hegdish. He said, however, $100 of that money. He didn't say that at the time. There's nothing to talk about. A week later, he said, $100 of the money I gave to Hegdish actually belongs to somebody else. We, the Hegdish needs to give the money away because Chazok, we have an assumption, ain't other Moise Kinunyal Hegdish. Why would he make tricks to take money away from Hegdish? So he's just saying the truth. Okay, so when it comes to Hegdish, we say that if he says a week later the part of the money belongs to somebody else, Hegdish has to listen. So how oblige? So Maskel Nachum, so how is Hegdish different than the case of his own children? V'chi Adam Oise Kenunyal Bonav, will a person on his deathbed make tricks on his own children? The Rav Shmuel Damei Tavai, Rav Shmuel both say, Shchimera, if a guy is dying in his bed, Amar Monel Lepleini Biyadi, I owe $100 to that person. But Omar Tanu, if he says give it to that person, nice, and you have to give it. Loy Omar Tanu ain't nice. If he doesn't say Tanu, he's just like talking, reflecting, maybe I owe him or not. Alma, now why you have to, if he doesn't say Tanu, you don't have to give. Why not? Because Adam Osri Shaloyla Hashbi as Bonav. Adam Osri Shaloyla Hashbi as Bonav. It's common for a person. Common for a person to say, he doesn't have to give. If he doesn't say Tanu, you don't have to give. Why don't you have to give? L'chayda, he said they owe $100. Because maybe the only reason why he said it is he doesn't want to have an ayin hara on his children. Everybody thinks he's so rich. So he's saying, oh, we owe money here, we owe money there, the whole world. But he doesn't really mean it. So how come when it comes to Hegdish, we say he means it? And how come, if we don't say that Adam makes it, he's saying he doesn't want people to think he's very wealthy. And why, when it comes to his own children, we say you don't have to follow it? What's the difference? So the Gemara, asks question. So maybe when it comes to Hegdish, maybe the reason why he said he owes $100 doesn't want people to think that he's rich, that he's dying a rich man. So the question of respect. He doesn't want to have an ayin hodas, or maybe he'll recover and then people think he's wealthy. Someone's giving everything away. One thing he gives doctor, he's everything 100%. No one to give 100% away. So the Gemara, Kika Amar Rav Huni, right? The difference between the case of Hegdish and the case of Bodim is different cases. In the case of Hegdish, Rav Huna, Hasam Denokich Dora, there the person has a shtar. That's why it's obviously true that Hegdish owes the money. In the case of the children, there's no shtar. The father saying orally that, you know, that there's a loan outstanding over there. There's no contract or anything else. So therefore, one second. Says the Gemara. Says as a question, a general question. We have a rule by Shchivana, David Shchivana, Kiksuvin, Kumsurin, Dami. The words of Shchivana are like Kiksuvin and Musurin. So it's just like a star. What's a chilik? They're both like a star. Answer to says, when do we say David Shchivana, Kiksuvin, Kumsurin? Only when it comes to a matana. Because we want to, he's giving out gifts and he wants to make sure that everybody carries out his word, so we treat it that way. When it comes to a loan, since a loan is coming out of the, why do I pay the money? Not because I'm a nice guy, because I taka owe it. And because I borrowed it last year. So therefore, we don't need to say kiksuvin and sundam when it comes to loans. It's not like a milva b'shtar. It's a big chiddush, and he says it over here, azayt kazach. Okay. Says the Gemara, so I don't understand what's going on here. So if we're talking about there's no shtar in the case of Shmuel, so what does it mean it says that if he says tenu naisin, wife tenu naisin, u'shmuel dolan akashtar, amad tenu, so explain this. Miklal de Rabbi Shmuel, and so in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, there was no shtar, amad tenu, if he said tenu naisin. Milva peh, it's a milva peh. The Rav Shmuel and the Rav Shmuel both say that milva peh ain't no gave a lemon a yoshel and a kuchim of peh. You don't collect not from the yoshel, not from the kuchis. Elom Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Edi vi Edi the Nokit study. Both cases obviously is holding on a shtar. So what's a chilik hegdish or children? Well, like kasha. Had the mekuyim, had the mekuyim. In the case of hegdish shtar was mekuyim, therefore you have to follow it through. In the case of the father passing away with the children, there's no shtar mekuyim, therefore you don't have to follow it through. So therefore it's like this. On matru, if the father says you have to give it based on the shtar, then kaim of the shtar, it says it verify the shtar. Lo matru, lo kaim of the shtar. On the rabba says, rabba. Sorry? If the shtar is not mekuyim, he won't get it. Hegdish doesn't give $100.
He doesn't get it.
That guy has to prove it. It has to prove it. If you can prove it, you can prove it. Then. Yeah, but by the kids, you don't have. If the father said tenu, that's the best proof. By Hegdish, if there's no proper proof, you get nothing. Amar Rabba says, Rabba, Shchiv Merash, Amar Mona Leplein Nibiyadi. If a Shchiv Merash says we owe $100, I owe $100 to that person. But Amru Yisayim, then the Yisayim turn around and say, Paranu, we listened to our father, we paid it off, so therefore when the guy comes along and says, give me my money. And the kid said, we paid you, believe then their money, they believed. Tomas, don't start here. Tenu Mona Leplein, the father said, give it. He gives instruction, give it. But Amru Yisayim, Paranu, we paid, ain't their money, not believe. Omar Tenu, if your father said, I give you structures to pay, the patch of the paid. Keeping the pasuk avon lemilsa, eagle man the party paid. Money will pay me $100. Keeping the light pasuk avon lemilsa, he didn't the pasuk eagle man with the light party didn't pay. Elit merachit merwan learn. This is how you learn. Shchiv merash on my money will pay me biyadi. If a shchiv merash says that you $100 a person, va amru yisaimim chazav. What happens if Shchibara is dying and he said, I owe another person? And then the Yisayim said, Chazav Amalon Abba. Then a father turned around and said, Paraiti, I remember now I paid the money they believed. My time, it could give. The father is trying to remember. He's saying, oh, I owe $100. And then he's still talking. And then a half an hour later, he remembers that Chulu. Oh, but if he says, True money playing, that's a lot more forthright than just Tam. I owe the guy $100. That actually, I want you to go ahead and pay. And then the Amru Yisayim said, Chaza the Amr Abba Paraiti, my father said, I paid, ain't the money I believe. Because if you would have paid, you would not have said Tanu. Boy, Rava has a question. Shchiv Merah Shehoide. If a Shchiv Merah was Moide, that he owes money, Mahu. A guy says, you know, you owe me $100. And he says, he's lying in bed and he's dying. He says, yes, it's true, I owe you $100. And usually we say that if he says that, later on he could turn around and say, Mishata Nibach, I was playing games. The only way that we take it seriously is if he turns around two people and says, Atem Eidai, you have to be my Eidim. But a Shchiv Merah, the question is, does he also have to say Atem Eidai, or do we say that he's playing around? Tzorech Leim and Atem Eidai, does he have to say, you're my Eidim, or Yein Tzorech Leim, does he have to say Atem Eidai? Tzorech Sheyein Meksuva, Yein Tzorech Leim Meksuva. Does he have to say to them, write it down, or doesn't he have to say to them, write it down? The shaila is Adam Mishata Bishas Misa. Ain't Adam Mishata Bishas Misa. Does he play games while he's lying in bed over there at the last moments or not? Hada posture, busted the boy the posture. After we asked the question, we resolved it. Ain't Adam Mishata Bishas Misa. People do not play games at the time of the death. And whatever he says, as if it's recorded in the shtar, he doesn't have to add the words ksaiva, write it down. It's as if it's written down. Avi, we're up to the mission now on the bottom of the page. Kuf Ayin Hayyam Rav.
What did you say before we talk about the person between the gift and the gift?
Yeah. Here he says Tanu. He said over here, oh, sorry, the guy came and claimed, you owe me money. I owe you money.
It's not a matter.
A guy came and claimed. He's not on his own. He's being moida. I owe somebody money. We don't say Ksum Surah Dami. Here the guy came and said, you owe me money. And he said, yes, I do. He said, yes, I do. Look at the top traces. It's always like it's recorded. So why, when the case of the children, don't we treat like a star? When he gives it as a gift, he might be upset that you're not listening to his instructions. Therefore you don't it's only like a milva, and therefore you don't write, you don't say kiksurim surdami. Anyhow, back to the Mishnah. Here's the last Mishnah of the Masechta, and important issue. Here's the Mishnah. Amal des chaveda bishtar. If you lend somebody money with a contract, goyve min lechosim mishabodim. If you lend somebody money with a contract, you collect.
The last Mishnah in the circle of the Sefer Zikim tells us what Mishnah does.
We had it in Kedushin, like in Gimel and Beit Gemara. Here's the Mishnah. Yeah. Right. If somebody lends money to a friend with a shtar, it entitles him to collect from the chasim mishabodim, from encumbered properties, or from properties that were sold. But Ayyidei Eidim, if it was only done through witnesses, Goyvim and Chasim and Chayin, I can collect directly from the borrower, but I cannot go to any of the fields that he unsold. Let's do Rashbam. Hamal v'chvei b'shtar, afilu ain't kosim by achrayis, even though he didn't say that I'm taking responsibility, ha'askin hichad v'shnai moichzin, the achrayis toy seferu. Taking responsibility is a mistake of the sefer, k'mash yukosim by achrayis domi. Like it's written, is achmiach l'achrayis domi. Shabodim mechudin sol. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. What about Hoitzi Olav Ksad V'yodei Yechayvlo? If a guy produces an IOU where it says you owe him $100, gave him in a chosr chayv, only collect from the borrower himself. We had a machlekes in Gemara, there was no name in that IOU whether you can collect from or not, over chayshes fell down from somebody. You can only collect from the borrower, you cannot collect from any of the buyers, because they weren't aware of these loans. There's Bam Hoitzi Olav Milvik Ksad V'yodei Yechayvlo, the writing of the Loive Shuchayvlo, Mamini Ozmani, Ve'inkan Eidus Ached, no other testimony, gave him in a chosr chayv. The only time you can collect from those properties that were unsold is by a written shtar, mil shtar, she yes, by edim or edim there. They keep in the ikatati, because they have two things, shtar, a contract, and edim. And witnesses, the idea is the mafkulele kola. Everybody knows about it, so if somebody buys a property, he could have done a few investigations, he would have found out there's some outstanding debts there and there's a lien on the property. And the people who bought it, they took the risk. Exactly. And if they didn't do the research, that's their own problem. They didn't investigate far enough. What they should have done, if they would have found out it was a loan, they would have, before they take the property, make sure that the loiva has enough properties to cover the loan. And if the moicha then sells somebody else, it's the next person's problem. League based mehem to collect from them. Says the Gemara Vayte, Mishnah Vayte, Orev, a guarantor, Hayyoyte, Lacha, Chitin Shtarev. A guarantor that came out after the. You collect from unencumbered property. In other words, if the auditor's name was written after the signature of the witnesses, then it does not entitle you to go to the audit, and does not entitle the audit to go and collect from any of the properties that were sold the loan, because the auditor's name is after the signature of the agent. Rashbam, Odev Hayeti Shekosev B'Teicher Shtar. It's written. The Odev said, "I take responsibility." In the Shtar, Acha Chasim Mesaedim. After the witness sign, and he plainly but plainly Odev, Goyvim in Chasim and Echoidim. In other words, if this lender then turns around and goes to the Odev to collect what the borrower doesn't have, he cannot go to any of the properties that the Odev unsold afterwards, because all the Kuchos had no way of knowing. Because this looks like it was written after the post the Eidim signed already. It's like a postscript. After the Eidim signed, so therefore there's no curl on it. So you can't have tainus to the kuchas, so how were they meant to know? But.
Wouldn't you first go to the onsold properties and collect from the onsold properties?
There's nothing there. The loiva has nothing. So you go to the order, right? But the order himself unsold his properties. So the lender, can he go to the property that the Orev sold? And the answer is no, because those of course couldn't have known it was written afterwards. The Orev's part is considered like a bape. It's a verbal law. Even if he made the arvos, who had the order below start, Achamat Moisik by an order without a start after the loan of the money. Says the Gemara. Mai said there was a story. A baldif ne Rabbi Shmuel. Story came from Shmuel. Omar, he said, you cannot collect from any of the properties the guarantor sold, but you can go directly to the guarantor and collect. Omar loy Benanis. Benanis said, Not only can't you collect from the other's property, you can't even collect from the other himself. Why not? Very simple svara. What we learned the Gemara before, what's the whole svara of an ore? Because the ore feels good. Gamra Meshabe Makna Nafshe, because you lent the money based on his credibility. So it gives him a satisfaction to know that that his credibility is worth something, and for that I'm prepared to commit myself. Over here, you lent the money, don't do with the Arab. But the Arab's name only came up after the loan was written and after the Adam signed already. So you didn't lend money because of me, so my commitment is just words. Swaffle. So therefore, there's no commitment. I owe you nothing. Oh my Lord. Why? What's the svara? Humble, he said, very partial svara. You're walking down the street and you see that a man is strangling somebody else in the street. You walk down and you counted this event. He said to the man who's strangling him, let him be, I'll give you $1,000. Okay, he let the guy go, and then it comes to him, who is my $1,000? I'm not giving to you. Takes it to the dentator. But you don't have to pay. I never intended to give you the money. I just did to save the guy's life. Over here also, I never intended to give you the money because you lent the money anyway, without me. No one out of his chayiv money. Only hilveyoy bani noizlach. Lend the money because of me, and then I will pay you back. Oh, chayiv. Can ala manos say hilveyu? You lent him because of you trusted my integrity. Anyway, the machlekes remains in halacha like Rav Shmuel that he collects from the Ohr himself. But Omar Rabbi Shmuel said, if you want to be wise, is Yasek Bedini Mamanas. If you want to be wise, learn Dini Mamanas. We had before Rabbi Yehuda, Baba Kama then, Mamaniach. Rabbi Yehuda was a Chacham because he learned Dini Mamanas. She'eloch Mikzoya B'Taita. There's no other segment of the Taita. Godul Mehen, Yasek Godul Mehen is greater than this. The Hain Kimayin Hanaveya, it's like a spring that keeps on growing. Then he says here, so now that I got you all excited about learning Baba Kama, Baba Tzir, Baba Basa, you want to learn it because it's the last page of Baba Basa. You want to learn it properly? Get yourself a teacher, Yeshamish Shimon Ben Anas. No one likes Shimon Ben Anas. This is the only time the mission is called Shimon Ben Anas. It's called Ben Anas. All the people that have no first names are all called Shimon. You know, Ben Azay was Shimon, Ben Zaymi was Shimon, and Ben Anas was Shimon. They all, and Rashi says they call it all Bachrin. Other places because they didn't have Samicha, and yet he's the one who can teach Chayshim Mishpat more than anybody else. Yishamish is Shim Ben Anas. Learn from him because he's a smart man. And yet I still argue with him. Amarullah says Ula says, and this is very important, Machlekes. Dvar Torah, according to the Torah, we say Echad Malva Bishtav Echad Malva Alper or Chamilva Bishtav Alper. Whether the loan is done in a contract or whether it's done verbally. I lend you money, Mahatoida, not only do you owe me the money, but all your assets are encumbered. Goyvim and Echasim and Shabadim, if your assets are encumbered, even if you sold them, I have a lien on them, and I'm entitled to them. Mahatoida, my time is Shibuddha the Raisa, Shibuddha the Toida. Ebezevel, my time, Omru, so why in the world did I build in our Mishnah that Milva Alpe, Einu Goyva, Elam Lachas the Chod? So how come it says in our Mishnah that if it's a verbal loan, you cannot collect from Yisayimim or from the Lukuchas? Bishrim say the Lukuchas, especially the Chacham intervened to protect the buyers, because they didn't know. If we're protecting the buyer when it comes to a verbal loan, why protect the buyer when it comes to a contractual loan? They could have done their own investigations. We don't have to protect everybody.
It's interesting that the Rambam brings, what's the basis? We're going to learn. It
talks about a mashkah security. It says, bring out the avud, which means that you owe me the money. Not only do you owe me money, but you also devolves on your assets. Even though the pasuk talks about portable assets, but we're going to say the same thing is, by permanent assets. So it's clear to me there's a shibud on metal in the corner
that
I've bought.
This avud is presumed that you gave that as security, even if you didn't give a security.
That's what we're learning now, even if he didn't. That's what he's saying. Now, the place has already argued that Rambam in a big way here, because what's the Rambam learning? Without the Rambam, how do you normally learn shibud of the Raisa? Everyone holds, if I lend you money, you owe me money, mahatayda. And l'chayda, your assets are also included. The chiddush is that once you sold your assets, the lien goes, travels with your assets. That's called Shibud HaDaraisa, that the Lukuchas, I can take away Lukuchas, I can take away from the Yershins, even though they were not involved in the loan, and the loan and the asset now has been transferred to new ownership, I can still collect. That's where Shibud HaDaraisa comes in. The Rashbam learns, no, Shibud HaDaraisa isn't directly to you, even the borrower himself, that Mahatoyda, only the borrower owes him money, and the Machlekes will be, does it devolve to his assets or not? Of the very borrower himself. Okay, so we're talking about the borrower, I mean, hey, everyone knows that Mahatayda, if he owes him. It's only Machlek is if it transferred ownership. That's not how the Rambam learns. The Rambam clearly learns, because this pasuk, the Yotzei Lecha Avud, is not that the guy sold the mashkin to somebody else. It's the Loiva himself. And yet, that's the proof of Shibud HaDaraisa.
Now, yeah, but do we don't generally accept that metaltali? You can play for one side metaltali.
If you do, Yoshev Afilu Subin.
No, but I'm telling you, if he's got, what happens if he's on soul?
No one says he's on soul. No.
Yeah, but he's.
True, but no, because he's learning minay. He's learning that Shibud HaDaraisa is telling minay. When it comes to on soul, because he's not semichan, it doesn't pass on to the next person. But. That's Ula. Ula says, I watch you with the rice. Rabbi comes along and says, you cannot collect from anybody. Now, Tayson learns this clearly here. You can collect from the chayim, which means not just the money, but everything. My times will love the rice. If you're telling me that you cannot collect beyond, I want to transfer ownership, so how come we know that you could? It's only at the corner of the Chamim, Kadesh, like, Kino Delvin Lovan. People will stop selling. Why should I lend you money? If tomorrow you'll sell the properties and you'll have nothing left. So therefore we did it. Ihochi Milva Penami, if Kino Delvin Lovan, let's do the same by Milva Pe as well. Hossam Leslie Kola. By Milva Vishta, you can protect yourself. Milva Pe, you cannot protect yourself. Okay, so there's Bam. Sorry. Lav the Raisa says Rashbam v'kro as b'mashkonei sheloi b'shas alvosa. I the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about a mashkin that I'm coming to collect. It's not you gave me a security at the time. It's coming the due date, and you have no money, so you go ahead and give me a mashkin to pay. Instead of saying it's just a form of payment, it's another problem Tesla has. You're saying it's a mashkin. They don't really know. So he says, Shibud is the Rabbanon. Why do you collect from the Kuchas only because the Tinol Delu is from the Lovin? And on the other hand, why not by Milapé? Because it's okay, we have to protect the Kuchas. Frag the Gemara, me Amar Rabba Achi, the Rabba say Shibud will have the Raisa, if Amar Rabba, Rabba said, go vu karka yeshloi. If we learned that Abchoyer could take only a double portion, you know, if it exists, what about a loan? So we said, if you collected the loan with properties, as if the property was always in the father, b'shas, the father's wife is there, so it's not considered a row, it's going to muzik, and the Abchoyer gets a double portion. If you collected money, it's only a row. So what is he clear from here? That Shibud HaDaraisa. Because if you were the Rabbanon, then even if you collect property, how can you say that it was existing when the father was alive? Is Amar Rabba Gobo Kaki Yeshu Chayat Tarka double portion? Gobo Mois, anyway, according to some of the Shayim, this is the only Nafkamin and Lapoyo between Shibud and Raisa with Ladaraisa, because in Lapoyo, in every case, it's always the same outcome. It's Chil the Raisa Rabbanon. The difference would be by a Pchayat in the title to the double portion. Rashbam. Me Amar Rabba, Shibud and Ladaraisa, but Amar Abrim is a Beish Noichlin Sholchu Mitam, we sent from there. Bechoy Noitu Pish Naim Bemel, the Pchayat take the double portion by alone. Amar Rabba, Allah, Gobu Karka Bechayat, to collect the property, Yeshla. The command of Meshabit Bechayavunam, as if your father's alive, Meshubit. The Karina Bechol Asha Yimotzeloi, is considered Yimotzeloi. Alma Shibud HaDaraisa. Freddy Gemara. So the Kasha Rabba here, Rabba says, Shibud HaDaraisa. The Bechayat, he says, Shibud HaDaraisa. And for the Gemara, Eifu, let's swap it around. The Rabba, the Ula, Rabba, let's swap it around. Let's swap around Rabba to Ula, Ula, the Rabba. For the Gemara, that maybe Rabba takes Shibud HaDaraisa. For the Gemara, can be, well, Omar Ula said, Dvar Toyda, Bal Chayv, the Zaburi is, Mahat Toyda, Bal Chayv is entitled to property, but which property the Zaburi is, the fact that it's entitled to property is right, that Shibud HaDaraisa. So Ula definitely holds Shibud HaDaraisa, must be Rabba Shibud HaDaraisa. Navas, Rabba, time with the Mayor of the company. Rabba, they're explaining the Svar of those Metisrov. The Lelos Vidalei. He holds Shibud HaDaraisa, explaining those who hold. He holds Shibud HaDaraisa, explaining those who hold that Abchayi is a portion of Shibud HaDaraisa. That's Bam. Eifu, Gaba Kakele Boy Gamay, the Mois, Halabo, Mois, Shalem, money he borrowed, money he paid, but the Mayor Dummy, Lufay, Lashi, Yimotzilla, but he found. Whatever he has, even the cheapest thing. What do you normally bring out? The cheapest of the cheapest. Alma should be the word that I say. So we answer the Tamay Medav Kama, the Amar Hassan Nitel Pishnaim, and move the Kakoi that you take another portion. Well, I've been my meal of the day, Swill, the Khoi, and Nitel Pishnaim. Lashna Gabakaka, Lashna Gabamai, the Shibu, the Lab that I say. This is the Raya that Rashbam. We, how do we know Ula Hol Shibu that I say? He doesn't say anywhere. The Gemara assumes I'm a Ula that tell you. Only thing he said was the Buddhist. Now, the Buddhist is directly from the Leiva. What does that mean, Shibu the Raisa? If, like, places that Shibu the Raisa has to do with what you unsell, what does that have to do with Ula's saying that when you collect directly from the borrower, you're entitled to the Buddhist, not to Bainis and not to Idiots? What's the pshat in that? The fact that that Gemara uses that as a basis to say that Shibu the Raisa should be one of the borrowers somewhere. We're looking at the blue labels. The one that said that Shibuda the Raisa was up to was a Buddhist. And yet that's Gemara's an ayah. That's how the Rashbam learns that even Minei we learn out Shibuda the Raisa. And Tesis asks on himself, what's the right with the Raisa? And he says it's taka very vague. We don't really know how Ula holds. It's the closest thing we have to the same Shibud. So we're surmising from here. What does that do Shibuda? No, this is.
The beginning,
Amr the Vartayr, no, not. Look at Tesis. The first few lines. Vartayr is four lines on top. Vartayr about Chay Dinab is a Buddhist. Tema, Teche Muchach Mahar Chod Shmuel the Reiser. How do you see from Shmuel the Reiser? Dilma Hayne Minei. We're talking directly from the Leiva. The Minei, Pshita, the Gobi, Bein Bekaka, Bein Besugin. What's that to do with Shmuel the Reiser? Michelle Umra Omra, maybe Ulis made this comment about the Buddhist Al Hod the Pedic Hanazokin on the famous of the Ain the Froyim and the Khosim Shabadi Mokin and Khari, now they go for unsellers if the labor has property. But Philo Hain's a Buddhist, even though the labor all he owns is a Buddhist and his good fields, the Bainanis, for example, he unsold to somebody else. The Mshubsaid Lakuchis, because we are trying to protect Lakuchis, Ukmiya Adaraisa, we still go back to the Torah, Umidik Oma, Ukmiya Adaraisa, even though Slims are proving anything, because he uses the word. As we go back to the Torah, Mashma Dahasam Nami Daraisahim, that there also it's Mahat Torah. Going to the Lukuchis is Mahat Torah, and going to the Leiva, they're both Mahat Torah, because Shibuda Daraisa, but we decided, you know, between the two, we'll give you the Zabudis of the Leiva. Miula Ashkenik Amar Iyo Behed Yahachi. He never said so befedish, Abla Gemara Kamasam is a Kidul Amar Ula.
It's actually interesting to have what seems to be an emphatic statement.
Oh, then Teza says he's not sure himself. Afilu, then he says himself. Afilu, even if you're going to argue with me, Oma Behedya, maybe say it openly. Lo havi davke. The sharp and mashm ukma the rice of the minehu. Okay, anyway, continue weiter. Yeah, let's continue more. Continue more weiter. Okay, continue more weiter. This machlekes, this continues further. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, we have a chiddush. I'm right. Rabbi Shmuel, the Medrash say milva al peh. They go a step further. They say milva al peh einu gleiva cannot collect loy min hayosh of lekuchas. When we say that milva peh, you don't collect from lekuchas. Neither do you collect from yosh. Why? My time of why? She would love the rice. They would love the rice. So when it comes to milva shdai, we may have to connect to the loving. When it comes to milba peh, we may not take kindness, so therefore you don't collect from anybody. Rav Yechon of Shimbalok is our mitavayim milba peh goyvin min hayosh beim lekuchas. You collect from everybody yosh lekuchas, and lekuchas we intervene because it's achmanis on them. But by yosh we don't. My time was shibud the raisa. Okay, yosh shibud the raisa. So we should say machlekes. Makes last question we learn.
There's no way to collect.
Sorry?
If the guy dies, there's no way to collect if it's Milva Peh.
If Milva Peh, according to the Yerkin and Shalaki, they say, according to the Rabbi Shmuel, that she would love the Raisa, only in nothing. Everything went over to the children. Chayfet by Shus Rabim, if Reuven is digging a hole in Shus Rabim, but not for all the show, Shimon Shoy fell on top of Reuven, but Hargan killed Reuven, Potter, Shimon is Potter from paying any damages, because what were you doing digging a hole in the middle of the street? If the cow now fell on top of Reuven and fell inside the pit and the cow died, Yoshe Balaboy Chayav Lishalom to make sure the Balab. Reuven's children have to pay from their estate to Shimon for the cow that the Reuven caused to die. So the question is, it's a milva peh, right? There's no shtayr in the earth. And yet we're collecting from the ocean. You just said, Rabbi Shmuel, that you don't collect from the ocean. Shibud love that Isa. So why are you collecting from Reuven's the ocean to pay for Shimon's show? We're talking about there was a dintur already that said that he had to pay for the shoyt right before he died. Right before Reuben died, he had to pay. And then he died. So once Bezin Paskins, it's like it's written down in the Shtar. But he might have a Hargav done it. It says that the cow killed on the way going down, it killed Reuben. How can I have a dintur? What does that dintur? What do you mean? So also treifa. Reuben didn't die straight away. He had a hole in his lung, a crushed lung. He was going to die very soon. So he's a treifa, but he was still alive. So he was able to take the tefillah. Freddie Gemara of Abam Rav Nachman. Nachman said, "Tony to Natana." We learned Natana that Macy died with Kavre Hashem. He was buried in the very grave that he just dug in the middle of the street. Freddie Gemara. The Yasvid Dina Apuma the beard of the Chayv. They rushed the Bezlin in, who sat down right around the hole, the pit of the hole. They already had a dentator while the guy was lying dying there in the pit. The cow's lying atop of him, both dead. And we pass him that he has to pay, and then he dropped dead a second later. And we tell the children, so Bezlin there, don't wait for waste time.
Yes, sir. The earlier had nothing to do that day. They were busy.
Yeah.
Had a day off.
That's it.
Rashbam. Rashbam.
Yoshi Balabachem Lasham, Alma Milbapet, gave any Yoshi Kasha Rabash more cash than them, Shon Bedin, the Mice Bezlik, he will be started on me. She also straight three for Alma Bedin, Kate, Michel Pun, the Shamma died. The cover, I showed the cover, the Tech, a case of bird, a poom of the beer, a lift named Mice before it passed away. Alma da Papa said, a Papa Hilchus, the Halach is Milva Ape, the Halach is that a Milva Ape. Now, this Apapa is a very enigmatic, and all the Rishonim argue because Apapa says has it both ways. Look what he says. He says, Milva Ape, gave him in Hayoshi, you collect from the ears, but the Enu gave him in Alakuchas. You don't collect from the Kuchas. He makes up Shada between. One second. Neither. He passes in between.
You collect a bit of this and a bit of that.
But what's the Svara? Gave him in Hayoshi, and you collect from the Yoshi. He doesn't say Kushibuddha the Raisa. And then gives a reason why not for kuchas. He says kadesh lekinav elavin, which sounds like shibud the rabban. Shin shibud lav the raisa, but we want people to lend money, so if they know the person dies, they'll never collect, they'll never lend. So we said, you know what, like tiddle dals. Now what the papa is saying, shibud lav the raisa. But then he says, but ain't you gave him the kuchas? Why you collect the kuchas? The less lay color. If shibud lav the raisa, then the reason why collect kuchas is because shibud lav the raisa. Simple as that. He's saying no. The reason why you don't collect the kuchas is because there's no color trying to protect it. Which is the svara we give if you hold Shibuddha the Raisa, so you're entitled to collect the kuchas. Why not? Because there's no koil. So he has it both ways. And this is why this causes a major machlekes of shayim. We don't have time now, maybe tomorrow morning. We have full time, we'll learn the faces here. Rashbam. Amar Papa Hichasa, the real taste is in Kedusha for Gimel. Amar Papa Hichasa, Le'il Parashti, Gvias Malba Ben Ayisaymim, Began Ben Ayisaymim, Berchin, Amar Rav Hichasa, Enis, Kokhin, Yisaymim, we don't go to Yisaymim. Okay, we'll stop here.
I'm sorry.
You have to.